With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance visits the U.S.-Mexico border, reminding people that during the Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris was appointed border czar to deal with illegal immigration.
The human toll of this is the thing that we cannot forget. We have got kids who can't learn in schools because their kids have been overwhelmed with migrant children who shouldn't be there. We've got hospitals where the wait times have exploded because illegal aliens are standing in front of the line of American citizens.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign reportedly considering six potential running mate candidates. The vetting team met with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg also in the running. Shapiro reportedly met with Harris's team on Wednesday. Harris set to kick off a tour through battleground states with her yet-to-be-named running mate on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. And Harris continues to avoid holding a press conference, taking questions from reporters. According to reports, her appearances are tightly scripted. Also at SRNNews.com, Biden celebrating a prisoner swap.
Joined by relatives of the freed Americans in the White House state dining room, the president announced Russia's release of Americans Paul Whelan, Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kermisheva, and Vladimir Karamurza.
Their brutal ordeal is over, and they're free.
Mr. Biden called the release an incredible relief for the families and a feat of diplomacy. He praised the cooperation of several countries, emphasizing the key role played by Germany. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Lawmakers raising concerns about those prisoner swaps, saying that exchanging Russian prisoners could encourage future hostage taking. This is SRN News. The word abortion will be missing on a ballot in New York this fall.
It's notable because the proposed amendment to New York's Constitution is intended to protect abortion rights. The reason the word abortion might not even appear on the ballot is due in part to disagreements about what the so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. The state's Board of Elections decided that rather than try and interpret the amendment, they would simply repeat its somewhat unclear language in material given to voters.
One of the youngest Nazarene churches in the world is located in Luxembourg, and it's seen encouraging growth in recent years. It was founded in 2017 with Sunday services held in an apartment. Today, worship services are held in multiple languages, and the congregation engages in various activities with Christians from other countries. Goal was to share the gospel in a country where God's presence can sometimes be forgotten. This is SRN News. Former presidents from opposite sides of the aisle joining a commission planning America's 250th birthday party. Correspondent Jennifer King has more details.
George W. Bush and Barack Obama will join America 250, an organization created by Congress to oversee upcoming commemorations in 2026 of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The former presidents, along with First Ladies Laura Bush and Michelle Obama, will serve as honorary national co-chairs. Former U.S. Treasurer Rosie Rios says the 250th birthday, a celebration of democracy, is a grassroots effort that all Americans can be a part of. The commission's leaders hope that bringing together the two recent Democratic and Republican presidents will serve as an example of bipartisan cooperation in an era of polarization. I'm Jennifer King.
Disturbances heading through the northern Caribbean islands may soon become Tropical Storm Debbie. The formation would happen as it moves by the eastern Gulf of Mexico and Florida. More details at SRNNews.com.